Talking guns and democracy. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden says he won't issue any executive orders on gun safety. He explained a short time ago as he appeared on Jimmy Kimmel Live on ABC.
I don't want to emulate Trump's abuse of the Constitution and constitutional authority. And I mean that sincerely because I often get asked, look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Earlier on Capitol Hill, the House passed a gun safety bill that, among other things, raises the age to buy a semi-automatic rifle to 21. Well, that measure has a slim chance of passing in the Senate, where a group of bipartisan lawmakers is working on more narrow legislation.
This is going to be a significant life-saving agreement if we can reach it.
Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy has said he's willing to accept less than what he'd prefer as proposals appear centered on mental health and background checks.
Our constituents are making it clear that we need to put our politics aside.
Any legislation would need support of at least 10 Republicans with all 50 Democrats to advance in the Senate. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
California man armed with a gun and other weapons is behind bars on charges of trying to kill Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. Police arrested John Roskey Wednesday near Kavanaugh's Maryland home.
Roskey is accused of bringing to Justice Kavanaugh's neighborhood black tactical chest rig and tactical knife, Glock 17 with a pair of magazines and ammo, pepper spray, zip ties, hammer, screwdriver, nail punch, crowbar, pistol light, duct tape, and even hiking boots.
Fox's Kevin Cork. And court documents show federal prosecutors want R&B singer R. Kelly to sit in prison for more than 25 years for sex offenses. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Marine Corps Osprey aircraft crashed Wednesday in Southern California near the Mexican border with five crew members on board. Local media report at least four of the crew died. The Osprey is based at Camp Pendleton. Arizona carries out its second execution since May after a nearly eight-year hiatus.
66-year-old Frank Atwood was pronounced dead at Arizona State Prison at 10:16 a.m. local time by lethal injection in the 1984 kidnapping and killing of 8-year-old Vicki Hoskinson in Tucson, Arizona.
Today marks final justice for our daughter.
Hoskinson's mother, Debbie Carlson.
Vicki was a vibrant little girl with an infectious laugh and a smile that would melt your heart.
Saying this day is not about her daughter's killer, who was denied a last-minute appeal by the U.S. Supreme Court and who became the second death row inmate executed in the state since Arizona resumed capital punishment last month. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The human cost of the war in Ukraine mounts as workers pull up to 100 bodies from each smashed building in the devastated city of Mariupol. One official describes the gruesome effort as an endless caravan of death. Over the next decade, the Interior Department plans to phase out the sale of plastic water bottles on public lands.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland calling for the Interior Department to reduce the purchase, sale, and distribution of single-use plastic items and packaging on 480 million acres of federally managed lands, with a goal of phasing out the products by 2032.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. And in overnight trading, crude oil prices rising. U.S. crude at $122 a barrel. Brent crude, $123. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.